with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Life Outdoors, we're loving it here on Sabres Live at Niagara Falls Country Club.
What a day, our
great friend and co-worker Allie got married to Garen Outdoors at Hollamont in Ellicottville this weekend. You were at what, Kentucky State Fair, maybe?
I was at the Kentucky State Fair in Louisville, Kentucky, Thursday and Friday, and then returned for the weekend. But yes, that was a little 48 hours just to see my daughter compete. It was great, and we continue on from there.
Nice.
She's home for the week, so that's awesome.
It's amazing.
She was upset at me like 2 weeks ago.
I mean, my one daughter is home, but my other one's already off to college. So
she was upset a couple of weeks ago because she needed my password for my Apple ID, and it had to do something with another child. And she's like, oh, we know. Like, that child's your favorite. So then, somehow, last week, I got a reset password, like, notification. So I changed it, and I did something funny about her.
Uh-huh.
And now she just texted me 5 minutes ago. She goes, what's your
Apple password?
And I gave it to her. I haven't heard anything yet. She hasn't. She goes, perfect, like, because it's more like geared towards her.
Gosh.
So, yeah.
That's fantastic.
So now she's the favorite because she's home for a week. So that's good.
Good. You got to prioritize in these situations. Make sure everyone's happy.
You know what? That's why, like, the Pegulas, you know, like, the story goes is that when they used to ask Mr. Pegula, am I your favorite child?
Yeah.
He'd always say, you're in the top five.
Top five, which was the name of the boat.
There was the name of the boat.
Yeah,
so
he'd
always say, you're in the top five.
Yeah.
So, but they had five kids, so that he has five kids, so that's why. So I kind of use that line with my kids a lot. I say, you're in the top four. And if I said top five, they'd be concerned because they'd be like, what the heck is going on?
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. It was an amazing weekend, honestly. I know, like, we were, you know, we weren't together a few days last week. Was it 3 days last week? Monday, Thursday, and Friday?
Monday, we were in Rochester. So that was good. And then it was just Thursday and Friday last week that I missed out.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I want to, you know, we mentioned the alumni that are here and players and coaches that are here, but what a great thing to see the coach Ted Nolan here and how good he looks. He went through some, obviously, a cancer battle and everything, and I'm not sure where it is right now, but he looks fantastic today showing up and playing golf with some you know, great guests out there. So it was awesome to see Ted Nolan here and you know, looking so good.
Yeah, it was actually probably the most surprising face when I walked in, because I just hadn't seen him in so long, and really, really terrific to see him. Obviously, we were talking about goaltenders earlier, and we're still taking your input on social at Sabres Live, just as to how you would project now, based on, you know, we were drawing influence off of the 2020 draft class. Levi was picked late in that draft.
Yes.
Yaroslav Askarov went in the first round. He was just traded from Nashville to San Jose. Will he be able to crack through against the incumbents, Mackenzie Blackwood and Vitek Vanacek? Levi, far more NHL experience than Askarov at this point. Will he be able to come through camp as the number two, pushing James Reimer to number three status behind, presumably, in everyone's estimation, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen getting the majority of games? But would love to get your input on that, so keep them coming. Obviously, the first response from Matt we got was UPL 55, Reimer 20, Levi 7.
This is interesting because the other response we got from Jay Perham is 50 UPL, which is the same thing, 50-55. That's a steady workload, number one guy. But he has Levi 25 and Reimer 7. So then, you know, Matt is thinking Reimer the 20 and Levi just over 10. So that's where I think the biggest question mark is. But we have to not look too far ahead. I think this start of the year for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is about as important as any season that he's ever had. Because you know you have Reimer and Levi that are waiting for their opportunity to play. You know that you have a coach and a group of players and a front office and a general manager that doesn't want to be looking after 10 games and say we're 3-5-2. That can't happen.
Right.
You want to be 6-2-2. Like, that's where you want to be and really set the tone. And that starts with your number one goaltender. And I've been there before. And I know that a start of the year, October and November, they do the, you know, the most of the work for the rest of the year. When you feel comfortable early on, everything is going to go well for the rest of the season. It's very rare that it drops off unless there's injuries like Aiden Hill last year at a fantastic start of the season. Mm-hmm. He got hurt. Second half wasn't as great. But if you're staying healthy, usually the start just carries on through the end.
Team most likely to carry three goaltenders at the start of the year, Buffalo or San Jose?
I'm thinking the San Jose Sharks.
Hmm.
Just because, you know, they now make a pitch for Askarov and, you know, maybe they say, hey, let's give him a game or two early on and let's work. You know, the cap situation is not really in, you know, jeopardy of saying, like, we can't carry, a you know, 23 guys. And but I think Buffalo also did it last year. Buffalo did it with, you know, obviously, you know, Levi being there for a little bit. And, you know, you had Comrie and Lukanen, and it was not easy. And I think the players themselves would tell you that wasn't easy. The goalies themselves would tell you that wasn't easy. Lindy Ruff has done it a few times in his career where he had three goalies, and he would tell you that's not easy.
He had it in the playoffs in the year they beat the Rangers.
Yes.
Pretty much, right?
Basically, because it was Vitek Vanecek, it was
Akira Schmid,
yeah. And so
I'm assuming Dawes. I thought Dawes was involved in there too at some point, trying to smooth things over. But.
Yeah, but you look at the goalies that Lindy has had to deal with in New Jersey from Jonathan Bernier on. Like, there's been a ton of goalies there, and he wants stability in that. So I would assume that the Sabres are not interested in starting with three, even if it makes Reimer unhappy or it makes Levi unhappy. Like, you can't go into the season thinking that having three goalies is, and there's too many players that are fighting for roster spots on the defense, on forward, to say that we're going to take a roster spot away from a forward or a defenseman for having a third goalie. We've already talked about it. Right now, you could say there's eight defensemen that are, you know, penciled in to be your top eight. Who do you cut? Who do you send to Rochester if you're going to keep seven defensemen, just one extra? Look at the forward group. We haven't, you know, there's not a lot of room there either. So I really don't see the Sabres carrying three goalies.
I blurred the crease lines in New Jersey a couple of years ago. In the regular season that year, Vanecek, Blackwood, and Schmid were playing.
Oh, yeah,
and then in the playoffs, it was just Schmid and Vanecek. Vanecek went 1-3. Schmid went 4-4. So
Schmid did have the shutout streak against the Rangers.
Yeah,
and it was good. But.
So, anything else Sabres related right now? Because, like, you're seeing alumni guys here today. You're obviously still down at Lecom Harbor Center a fair amount, so you run into guys that are in their off-season conditioning and let's just say in the ramp up to camp, which is next month. Obviously, the rookies go first, and you've got the Prospects Challenge in mid-September, and then the main camp after that. But any combination of whether you talk to Lindy or talk to people that have talked to Lindy and or players that you've been seeing down at Lecom Harbor Center, what other nuggets might you be able to pass
along? There's a different vibe. I think last year everybody was very excited, right? Oh, this is going to be great. We had all the and guys that signed their contracts, but everybody had that, you know, I know it's not bad to be smiling. It's not bad to be enjoying yourself, but when I was at Lecom Harbor Center last week and I saw some of the Sabres on the ice, there was definitely a work mentality in August, right? Usually it's a little bit looser. No, that was high pace. There was, you know, you could see the sweat really pouring on, and there was hard work. And that's just part of their day, because then there's the gym side of it. There's even more, right? So the way, and we joked about it this morning a little bit, the way we used to get ready for training camp is play basically pick up hockey, put the puck at center ice, 5-on-5, and let's go.
Yeah.
This is not the way it is anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were to show up to one of those practice and skate where the, you know, the regulars are starting to filter into the city now, it's a full-on skate. It's 45 minutes to an hour of full-on skate practice, a lot of movement, a lot of skills piece to it. The goalies, unfortunately, are just shooter-tooter because they see a ton of pucks, and then they do their own work on their own. But I feel like the vibe is different. It's positive, but it's a positive work mentality as opposed to, hey, you know, this is going to be a fun year. But it didn't turn out to be like that.
Chris chimes in at Sabres Live, UPL 40 games, Reimer 30, Levi 12. We had Tony say that the best for Levi's development, in his opinion, 62-20, with Levi getting 55-60 in Rochester.
So basically 62 UPL, 20 Reimer, and Levi getting 55-60 in Rochester.
Yeah.
Which, look, if Levi gets 60 in Rochester,
I don't think anybody gets 60 in the AHL.
It's
so
very
hard. That's not normal. I think anytime you get close to 40, that's considered pretty much a full season.
Plus, you
in
know
the
that
AHL
he's going
now.
To get called up, so he's going to miss a ton of games in Rochester because there's going to be a need for a third guy. But you know, playing 2 out of 3 in the American League when you're there, that's probably the role for Levi moving forward. So if he was there for 60 games total, he'd play 40. I think that'd be a good number. Pushing to 55, 60 is a lot in an American League season. But if the Sabres remain healthy, if Luukkonen is healthy all year and Reimer's healthy all year, which we've seen that happen, maybe Levi is in Rochester all season and gets to play 55 or 60 games.
For example, the much-talked-about Askarov played 44 in the AHL last year and 48 in the AHL the year before, and the goaltender of the year very recently in the American Hockey League, Dustin Wolf, in the Calgary system, you know, he has been playing and playing and playing to try to earn this opportunity with the Flames. He, with the Wranglers, played in 36 last year because that's because he finally got called up to the NHL. And in the years prior, played 55 with the Wranglers in Calgary. And then previously when they were in Stockton, he played 47. So you can see why.
And he was goalie of the year playing just 50 or 55
games. That's just a number to keep in mind. Like
Jesper Wallstedt played 45 last year.
Yeah, like we don't want to paint this picture like and have people unknowingly thinking, oh my gosh, you have to get to this number in the American Hockey League. No. Like it's somewhere in around the mid-40s I don't want to say a max workload, but it's a pretty high workload for that league. So
it's a very good, you know, Chris says UPL 40, Reimer 30, Levi 12. That maybe is more realistic to say, hey, listen, UPL got to play a lot in the second half last year. Mm-hmm. Playing 40 to 45 games would still be considered like a number one goaltender. Look, Boston, Swayman, Allmark, they, you know, one guy played 48, the other guy played like 38 or 44, 30.
Yeah, Allmark played 49 in his Vezina year. So
Rob Ray just blew me a kiss, so he's probably done putting all of the auction items for afterwards, so that's good.
He's
so.
Also looked at his watch and correctly surmised that we're late in the show. And there's probably not
a
lot of time for Razor to come on.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll take the break. Maybe we'll surprise you with Razor when we come back here on Sabres Live from Niagara Falls Country Club. Sabres alumni event today. Great to have you along. We're back after this.